This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In the private and public sectors, we've seen a spate of scandals recently that, when boiled down to their essence, have resulted from a lack of integrity and a betrayal of trust. The number and scope of these scandals have led legislators, regulators, and businesses to take a new look at the ethical responsibilities of government and corporate leaders and the people who work for them. My guest in this portion of today's program is the chairman of the board, Deloitte & Touche USA LLP, Sharon Allen. Deloitte & Touche serves clients with needs in accounting and auditing, risk management, and tax and financial advisory services. She's the first woman elected as chairman of the board at Deloitte. And she is visiting the University of Illinois to deliver the College of Business's annual Leighton Lecture. Sharon Allen's topic this afternoon: leadership, integrity, and the changing business environment. The lecture is set for 4:15 this afternoon in Alina Union Rooms B and C. The public is invited. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's my pleasure to be here.
How have the various scandals and criminal prosecutions we've seen in the last couple of years affected the corporate world?
Well, I think it has made the corporate world much more aware of their own responsibility for integrity and focus within their organizations, and their responsibility to the investing public, their employees, the greater constituents for every public company.
Yeah, and it's ethical conduct. It makes really for good business in the long run, right?
It does. In fact, I think if you really think about the core of being a good ethical compass and making the right decisions every time, as hard as that may be in some circumstances, I think you'll always end up the winner if that is your constant compass.
Yeah. Now, there are a number of aspects to ethical business conduct. You need to gain and sustain the public's trust. You have responsibilities to clients. You have responsibilities to employees. How does Deloitte and Touche approach these issues?
Well, we view it as an imperative to us to take the lead, if you will, in respect to our setting the example in all of those areas. And so we have re-energized our own commitment to ethical behavior by reestablishing some new corporate policies and processes and re-energizing our training programs around those policies, and just generally assuring that we are setting our example within our own organization and supporting the right decisions being made within our clients and the general community, for that matter.
Okay, so it's got to be a top-down kind
of... It is indeed. And it comes from our board, from our CEO, and from those that are leaders within our organization.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure in the workplace and on those of us who work in the workplace. It seems we're asked frequently to do more with less and spend more time on the job. Is being too closely tethered to the workplace, to the job, does that increase the risk that we're going to cut corners, that we're going to do something we shouldn't do?
Well, I believe if it is the entire focus of your being, then it does, in fact, make it more difficult to make the right ethical decisions. That's not to say you won't make the good decisions, but I think it just makes it more difficult. And so in this world of finding balance between work and life and work, which is so difficult to both employers and employees, it's my view that the better focus that you have and balance that you have actually allows you to fall back on making the right decision more frequently and more often. What I mean by that is, just to your point, if your whole being is focused on your professional and your work, then I think it's harder to make good decisions. Whereas if you have really good balance in your life, I know from my own situation with my balance with my husband and my family and those around me, I always have that at the core. And having that as a core and the balance of my life helps me always make a better decision.
Mm. Do you see family-friendly work policies as part of the mix? Family-friendly work policies in the mix of creating a climate in the workplace that fosters ethical conduct?
I believe it does, because what a family-friendly work environment, an environment that allows for the appropriate balance. It allows for people to really focus on the right things while they're at work and the right things when they're not at work. And I think it produces a more loyal as well as productive employee, and a more loyal and productive employee who feels supported both in their work and their life also, I think, knows that they will also be supported when they have a tough decision to make.
Mm-hmm. You're here today at the University of Illinois, and I'm sure that you travel to universities around the country and talk at colleges of business. As you travel, are you finding an intensified interest in ethics education on campuses?
There is an increased interest, and I think there's a real effort to try to determine the best way to provide good education and focus around ethical behavior and ethics and good professional responsibility. And we're finding that here at the University of Illinois, they are making a particular concerted effort, and one which we believe to be very creative and also out in front, if you will, of in terms of colleges and universities, as they establish their new center for the professional responsibilities in business and society. In fact, we're so impressed with this effort that they are undertaking for the center that we are just announcing, in fact, today, a $4 million commitment, a multi-year commitment, to the center to help fund this creative way to provide educational modules kind of throughout the curriculum at the university, first focused at in the accounting area and then ultimately to be rolled out across the university and to other campuses and universities. And we're very excited about being a part and partner of this effort with the University of Illinois.
Yeah. Can you give us some sense of what an ethics module might contain?
Well, I think that's part of the effort to be developed, but I think what their objective is, and which we support, is to work the notion of making good decisions that relate to your responsibility to not only your corporation, but the broader marketplace and your employees and the community at large. And building the notion of that into the curriculum, first at the general courses in the first couple of years on the university campus, then in the more focused courses in the business school, and ultimately in the individual courses, say, in accountancy. And they are building these little modules into the process to help identify ways to make good decisions when you're faced with ethical dilemmas.
Yeah. I found an interesting article on your website. New poll shows that American teens have an increasingly strong ethical compass, but many lack the courage of their convictions. The survey was conducted last summer. Very interesting. What can be done to encourage people, whether they're teens or adults, to resist, to turn away from pressures to do the wrong thing?
Well, that survey that we conduct on an annual basis is done in connection with Junior Achievement, which we actually fund on an annual basis to, again, provide modules to roll out in their programs that they place into the junior high and high school classes. And those modules are intended to help young people understand how to make good decisions and that it's okay to make good decisions and recognize when a decision is actually in front of them that they can then make a decision about. And I think our objective is to establish that there while young people are in their early development stages. And honestly, that's why we then moved this into the university level as well in our funding at the University of Illinois.
Mm. And as part of this message to young people to know when to seek assistance and where to go for help?
Yes, it is. And to give them, basically to empower them, even in their own minds, to say it's okay to ask the question. It's okay to question something that might seem to be a given. And to give some examples, we actually give some role play and other examples to give them the types of situations they might find themselves in and recognize them and say, it is okay to ask the question. It is okay to push back and to know that you follow that kind of moral compass that you might have otherwise silenced.
Yeah, that'll do you well in other aspects of your life as
That's
well.
That's correct.
As your organization recruits students to come and work for you, how do you get a sense of their values whether they would be committed to professional conduct in the workplace?
That's an excellent question, and it's always difficult to predict that when you're doing interviews on campus and in a very short period of time as you interact with students or even experienced hires, how you might expect them to react in the workplace. But that's one of the reasons we try to get to know our students and new hires over a longer period of time. And we try to get them know through internship and fellowships with our organization. We also focus on their development and how they have interacted on campus or in other environments, in leadership positions, what kind of positions they have taken within their own organizations. And often those are good indicators for us of what we can expect when they actually come to work for us.
Very good. Sharon Allen, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Sharon Allen is chairman of the board, Deloitte & Touche USA, LLP. And she is the first woman elected as chairman of the board at Deloitte & Touche and is the highest ranking woman in the organization's history. She's visiting the University of Illinois to deliver the College of Business's annual Leighton Lecture, Leadership Integrity in the Changing Business Environment. The lecture is set for 4:15 this afternoon in Illini Union Rooms B and C. The public is invited. Again, thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.